Ben Blakey is no stranger to the Bristol-based salmon processing game. His family used to run Snowpack Products, which operated the vessel now known as the Gordon Jensen, and also later the plant at Wood River, both of which were sold to Icicle Seafoods.
You know, I worked on the processing side of things until I was around 18, 19, and then bought a fishing boat back in the early 2000s when things were pretty cheap. You know, and I fished between about 2003, 4, up until about 2015 when I took a hiatus to build Northline Seafoods.
Northline got going in 2016, and Blakey, its president, says they froze about 70,000 pounds of product in Sitka that summer. What he and his partner Pat Glob have been working on is how to improve the quality in high-volume salmon fisheries.
What we've really been focusing on is how to, you know, freeze a round fish properly. So that is, you know, minimize the labor input and try and freeze it as quickly as you can, as shortly after it's caught as you can.
They bought an old 150-foot logging barge and retrofitted it to buy, sort, and freeze salmon on board. Blakey says he likes the way this vessel is laid out to be a one-stop shop.
The housing is suspended over the deck, so we actually have a large flat area to work with, because essentially our platform is one giant freezer that just produces a lot of ice and freezes a lot of fish. And perhaps most importantly, it has space for buying stations.
Meaning Northline Seafoods isn't planning on using a tender fleet. For now, they intend to anchor up at Clark's Point and will be looking for vessels who are willing to deliver away from the South Line. Aside from blast freezing some 90,000 pounds of salmon every day, Blakey says the Northline barge will also be kicking out some 90 tons of ice per day.
To put it in perspective, that's likely to be somewhere to the tune of, you know, 8 to 10 bags per boat per opening. So it's a significant amount that we believe is kind of needed in order to handle the volumes of fish that most boats are bringing in these days.
He believes Northline can help fill a gap that has developed as more major processors are requiring or heavily incentivizing chilled fish, but there doesn't seem to be enough ice, or the $40,000 to $50,000 RSW upgrade is too much for some fishing vessels. Blakey and Glob believe if the fishermen can bring them bags of well-chilled fish, they can freeze those sockeye in the round and sell a very high-quality product with the head, bones, and offcuts included.
So a major component of what we're working on is, hey, how do we get the most utilization out of Bristol Bay salmon? You know, we've had good luck maintaining roe quality, frozen in round form. And, you know, freezing on the fishing grounds, we're able to, you know, basically monitor quality directly.
And probably do that with much less labor than an average shore-based processor. Blakey is coming to Dillingham next week to meet with fishermen who are interested in trying something new next season. No doubt part of those discussions will be what makes Northline different than the Accutan, Extreme Seafoods, or a long list of other small processors who tried and failed to cut into the most dynamic and highest volume sockeye fishery on Earth. Blakey says he and Glob are up to the task. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.